Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is no longer part of the investigation into the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good by an ICE agent in Minneapolis yesterday. Department of Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson says the FBI invited them to be part of a joint investigation yesterday, but quickly reversed course, eliminating access to case materials, scene evidence, and investigative interviews.
Without any of that, we would not be able to put together a quality investigation for any prosecutor to be able to make a determination as to whether or not someone should be charged with a crime.
Jacobson recommends Minnesotans who want to protest find safe and lawful ways to do so. DHS says the ICE officer fired in self-defense. There's a big spike in flu activity following the holidays in Minnesota. Department of Health Senior Epidemiologist Melissa McMahon says hospitalizations and deaths are still going up in the state.
We've had over 2,000 hospitalizations and about 40 deaths in adults. We have not had any deaths in children yet. This is probably the worst of it. It does seem to be leveling off just a little bit, which is great. Hopefully we'll be able to say that we've peaked soon.
McMahon says we're pretty neck and neck with the peak from last year, which was a severe season for hospitalizations. The Twins have announced their first road trip of the new year. The traditional winter caravan will visit 4 states and 9 cities. Besides their home state of Minnesota, Twins players and coaches will be stopping in communities in Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota January 21st and 22nd. The annual Minnesota Organic Conference started today in St. Cloud and runs through tomorrow at the River's Edge Convention Center. Minnesota Department of Ag's Cassie Dahl says organic farming is still going strong and that they'll be covering a variety of related topics over the 2 days.
Minnesota employment laws to crop insurance, soil health, solar grazing, you know, the more specific things like controlling parasites and flies on dairy, cover crops.
Dahl says there are over 600 farms and more than 200 handlers processing organic products. In other headlines, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is reacting to the fatal shooting of Minneapolis resident Renee Nicole Good yesterday in Minneapolis by a federal ICE agent.
She was a mom. This is a woman who had stuffed animals right in her vehicle. And it's just deeply troubling. And I know that Minnesotans feel incredibly passionate about this. And I think it's time for ICE to get out of Minnesota. It's time for them to go home because they're making us all less safe.
The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension announced this morning that the FBI has reversed course and the investigation into the shooting will solely be led by the FBI. The Department of Homeland Security says the ICE officer fired in self-defense. And the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has fined the Hutchinson Utilities Commission more than $11,000 for air permit violations at an electricity generation facility. An air quality performance test last March showed the utility had exceeded its permit limit for particulate matter. The facility did have its pollution reduction equipment cleaned and retested last June, and since then emissions have been within the allowed limits. This is MNN.